In the next story, the old friends the young woman has are the forest creatures until she's rescued.
Rescued? From what? What's her name?
All those questions will be answered, Aunt Sally, as I tell you the story of Rapunzel. There once lived a husband and wife who had been married many years before the wife became pregnant. When at last their wish to be parents was granted, the woman would sit in the kitchen, which was at the back of the house, weaving cloth to clothe her expected child and knitting tiny garments. Now and then she would rest and look out through the kitchen window at a nearby garden that bloomed with the most beautiful flowers and herbs. The garden was surrounded by a high brick wall, and no one dared enter, for it belonged to a sorceress who had great powers and was feared by all the people in the area. One day, while the woman was standing by the window and looking down into the garden, she noticed a rare vegetable that was known in those parts as rampion. While the top of the plant was a cluster of bell-shaped flowers, the roots were the edible part, and this is what the woman hungered after.
"Husband, I have such an urge for some rampion. Could you not ask Mother Gothel, the sorceress, if she'd spare a little?"
"But, my dear, you know the sorceress's reputation. She would as soon turn me to stone as give me anything from her garden."
"I don't know what I shall do, then. I crave desperately for some rampion."
Every day the woman's desire increased until it was all she could think about. Yet she knew she could not have any, and so began to pine away.
"You look so pale and miserable. What ails you, dear wife?"
"Oh, if I can't eat some of the rampions from Mother Gothel's garden, I fear I shall die."
"I can't let that happen. She and the child she's carrying are too precious to me. I shall have to get into the garden and dig up some rampion, no matter what the danger may be."
And so at twilight, when the sun's bright light had faded for the day and was replaced by the cover of approaching darkness, the man climbed the brick wall and then jumped softly into the sorceress's garden. Quickly he clutched a handful of rampion, clambered back over the wall, and returned to his home. His wife at once made a salad of the vegetable and ate it greedily. But then the next day the wife begged again.
"The rampion was so very good, my husband, that now I desire it even more than ever. Can you fetch me some more?"
"Very well, but we'll have to wait again until evening."
Once more the husband climbed the wall and descended into the garden. This time, though, when he reached the ground, he was not alone. The sorceress was standing before him.
"How dare you enter my garden and steal my rampion like a thief? You shall pay for this! Lion's whiskers, puppy dog bones, this man before me turned to stone!"
The sorceress laughed when she saw the fear in the man's eyes as he tried unsuccessfully to move his body, but he had not lost his powers of speech.
"Let mercy take the place of justice, my good woman. I only did this to satisfy the appetite of my poor wife, who's with child. She would have died had she not got some rampion to eat."
"Well, that may be true, but it doesn't excuse you from entering my garden without permission. You can take away as much rampion as you can carry on one condition."
"Anything, anything."
"You must give me your child as soon as it is born."
"Our child? No, never. What a fiend you are."
"Very well, then you shall remain in this garden as stiff as a statue, and your wife and child both will starve with no one to provide for them."
"You give me no choice, woman. Our child will be yours."
"That's a wise decision, my good man. And you needn't worry about the child. It shall be well treated. I will care for it like a mother. I've always wanted a child of my own."
The man returned home and told his wife of the terrible bargain he had had to make with the sorceress. Soon the baby was born, a girl whom the parents named Rapunzel, which is another name for rampion. They had had her only a short while when Mother Gothel appeared at their door.
"I've come for the child."
"Come, woman. You can't mean to keep our bargain. We can't give up our daughter now."
"Either you give me the child or you'll all be turned to stone."
There was nothing for the man to do but give Rapunzel to the sorceress, who immediately took the child into the forest to live. Years passed. Rapunzel grew into the most beautiful young woman whose friends were the birds and animals of the forest. When Rapunzel turned 16, the sorceress shut her into a room at the top of a tower, afraid to lose this girl who she treasured above all things. While it had no doors or stairs, it did have a window looking out on the trees. Rapunzel passed her time drawing and sewing and singing, unaware that she was lonely since she had always only had the forest creatures and Mother Gothel for company. Each day the sorceress brought food, and when she wanted to get into the tower, she would stand beneath the window and say,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me."
Rapunzel had magnificent long golden hair that reached the ground. When she heard the sorceress's voice, she unfastened her braided tresses, wound them round one of the hooks of the window, then let her hair fall to the ground, as strong as a ladder.
"You can climb up now, Mother Gothel."
And climb she would, huffing and puffing until she finally reached the window and pulled herself inside. A year passed, and one day the king's son rode through the forest and passed by the tower where he heard a hauntingly beautiful voice.
"The first time ever I saw your face."
"Are my ears deceiving me? What kind of creature could possess a voice exquisite as that? I must find the source of such enchanting music."
The prince tied up his horse to a nearby tree, then approached the tower.
"Let me see, there must be a door here somewhere."
He searched and searched, but the tower was as impenetrable as a tomb.
"Surely there are stairs somewhere that I could use to climb up the window to the top of the tower. I know that's where the singing is coming from."
But again, though he looked everywhere, the prince found no stairs either.
"It's almost dark. I must return to my castle, but I won't be able to rest until I've discovered the source of that music."
Every day the prince rode through the forest to the tower, where he would sit for hours listening to the maiden sing, his heart stirred in a way that had never happened before. And then one afternoon, as he was standing in a grove of trees looking up at the tower, he saw the sorceress.
"It's old Mother Gothel, the sorceress. What does she want here?"
And then the prince heard the wicked old woman cry out,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair."
Rapunzel leaned out of the window, visible for the first time to the prince.
"So she's the source of music. What a beauty she is. Now I know how to enter the tower. If that's the ladder by which one climbs, I too will try my luck."
And so the next day, when it began to grow dark, the prince went to the tower and cried out,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair."
And immediately the hair fell down and the prince quickly climbed up. When he reached the top, Rapunzel was so shocked to see someone other than Mother Gothel that she screamed,
"Ah! Oh, my goodness! Who are you? Where's Mother Gothel? Oh, dear, I've never seen anyone like you before. Help!"
"I mean you no harm. I'm the king's son, and I live in a castle at the edge of the forest. I was riding by here one day when I heard you singing. Your voice touched me so deeply that I had to meet you. Please forgive me for frightening you."
"Oh, no, you must forgive me for being so startled. You almost fell over when I screamed."
"So I did, but this wonderful hair of yours saved me."
The prince returned each day at the same time, and Rapunzel let down her hair so he could climb up into the room. It wasn't long before she loved him as deeply as he loved her, so that when he asked her to become his wife, she said yes and laid her hand in his.
"But how will I ever be able to go away with you when there's no other way down from the tower than by my hair?"
"Perhaps if you asked Mother Gothel to free you from the tower so you could live in the village, she might release you from this place."
"I don't know. She's very determined to keep me here, but it wouldn't hurt to ask."
When the sorceress came to the tower that afternoon, Rapunzel asked to be freed from the tiny room.
"And what put that into your head, unless you've been having visitors in here? Hearken to me, Rapunzel. Whoever it is that's filling your head with these ideas will have his eyes put out. Aye, and his tongue, too. As for you, be ready for me at daybreak tomorrow. I'll have my sharp scissors with me, and we'll trim a few strands of that fine gold hair of yours. Then you may not be so eager to entertain guests.
Trembling with anger, the sorceress climbed down and rode away on her mule. But the prince, who had been keeping watch in the forest and had heard all that had been said, whispered from the ground,
"Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let down your hair!"
He climbed up yet again to her window. The first stars were glowing in the sky, and it was dark night over the forest. Weeping, Rapunzel told him of the sorceress's evil plans and begged the prince to be gone and come no more for his own protection. But the prince comforted her and told her his plan. Then, before leaving, he gave Rapunzel his hunting knife. At daybreak next morning, the sorceress returned to the tower, carrying her lean-bladed scissors. Although the sun had not yet risen, the birds were beginning to awaken, and the sorceress cried,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair!"
At this time, Rapunzel let down only one of her braids. As the sorceress began to climb the golden ladder of hair, the girl took the prince's hunting knife and sawed at the braid until at last she cut through every strand, and the old sorceress fell from the tower onto the ground, pierced in the heart by the scissors she'd been carrying. Her evil ended. She shriveled up into nothing, like a balloon that has been pierced. The prince appeared from out of the forest and called up to Rapunzel.
"Just cut off the other braid and tie it to the hooks at the window, then climb down. I'll be waiting here to catch you in case you fall."
Soon the prince and Rapunzel were galloping off together through the forest. Merrily rang his riding bells, and merrily rang their voices, while the remainder of Rapunzel's hair flowed over his saddle like a stream of sunbeams made solid as gold.
Thank you for that wonderful story, Princess Tamalpa. You sure did answer all my questions. I was worried for a while that Rapunzel wouldn't get out of that tower, but she had a good head on her shoulders.
Yes, and a good head of hair. On that note, we have to say goodbye.
Tune in next week, listeners, same time, same station, for the Story Shop.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Story Shop is a creation of Lily Ionesusi and Gail Whittenmeyer Mills.